It's good to see you. It's good to see your faces. How great is that, right? What a gift, what a blessing. So we're here. The Ascension, what is it? But maybe first, what's it not? What is the Ascension not? It's not Jesus just peacing out. Like 33 years, long enough. See ya, suckers, right? And then he just goes and leaves us. That's not the Ascension. The Lord does not leave us. You just heard at the end of the gospel, behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. What is it then? Well, maybe it's better to show than to tell. All right, so hey, Jack, come here. Jack's like, I'm never serving a mass ever again. No, so first of all, sometimes we get confused for like being in the same family, like we have kind of the same body type, same hair, you know, I mean, it's just easy, that happens sometimes. So this is Jack, plays football for us, has the record for the heaviest squat on the team, right? That's pretty good, yeah. So it's Jack, he's big, he's strong. I'm not big and I'm not strong, okay? But watch, okay? If we were in a contest of strength and I was able to do this, if I was able to do this, okay? Now I got him, okay? Because watch, not just the hair. I know the hair can be really attractive, okay? But watch the body, right? Look it, okay? Wherever it goes, I go down, I go up, right? Because where the head goes, the body follows, right? That's a key thing in wrestling, right? So you always want to try to control the head, because where the head goes, the body follows, right? Thanks, Jack. You can go back. There's a good job, Jack. That's a good way to understand the Ascension, okay? Not that God's wrestling us home, but where the head goes, the body follows. Jesus is the head of his body, the church, of which we are all members. He's the head, and we follow. So we're not left when Jesus ascends to heaven. We're not left alone. He's going and bringing us along with him. And if you think, oh, that's just a crazy college chaplain who probably stayed out a little too late last night celebrating with the graduates, it's not true, right? So here's our liturgy. This is the preface, one for the Ascension of the Lord. Speaking about Jesus, mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended, not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Jesus didn't ascend to distance himself from us, but rather that we would go where he goes, that he, our head and founder, would take us with him, which is so crucial, because then it changes every way that we walk in this world. See, here's the gift of our Catholic and Christian faith, is that we know where we come from and we know where we're going. And that is the postmodern malaise. Not knowing where we come from, that we're just random accidents that happen to show up on this planet, and we have no idea where we're going. So what you do is you just try to, you know, have some good experiences in life. But there's no trajectory, there's no push, and ultimately things fall apart. Even meaningful things, causes, they fall apart because they're not grounded in anything eternal or lasting. But our Catholic faith saves us from that. We know where we're from. God the Father loved us and thought us into being. Every single person, every single one of us, a thought from the eternal Father and a thought of love. We're not random. We're unique. Beautifully loved. That's where we're from. Where are we going? To our true home, which isn't here. To our true home with God in heaven. Now, don't misunderstand me. It's not just like, oh yeah, well, heaven's a nice place that happens after this life. No, our true home is with God, with him. And that life of living with God is meant to happen now, not just at the end of our earthly life, but now. It's exactly the sacramental life of the church, that the divine life breaks into our lives and changes everything. That now it's Jesus who lives in us. It's Jesus and the love that he opens up, which is the love of the Father. It's him who lives in us. That's where our home is. That's why we want to live in deep union and communion with God himself. And Jesus, the unique mediator between God and man, the great bridge, the Pontifex Maximus, the great bridge between heaven and earth, is the one who accomplishes that. As he goes, as he ascends to heaven, he opens the path. He opens the path for the divine life to come rushing back into earth, and not just onto the earth, but into each one of us who are living members of his body, supernaturalized, energized by grace, by his life, by his goodness, by his power. And you heard it twice in the first reading and in the gospel. Power. Jesus talks about his power coming to us. That's the Holy Spirit. And it's the power that makes us witnesses in the world, that we live differently because we know where we're from, we know where we're going, and we know the one who will not abandon us along the way. Jesus says, I'm with you always until the end of the age. We're not orphans. We're not left alone. Jesus opens a new way for us to be together. All the students who have been at Carroll know I love this phrase from the Mass, this prayer from the Mass, through him and with him and in him. If we live our lives that way, through him and with him and in him, how could we possibly ever consider ourselves alone? How could we consider ourselves abandoned or orphaned? Through him and with him and in him. That's how we live. And then, because we're through him and with him and in him, we stay together. As the family of God, yes, but maybe even more intimately as the body of Christ. That just as if I lost a digit, I would be disintegrated, right? Integritas, wholeness would be lost, right? That would be a bad thing for me. Well, in Christ, we're always brought back together. That there's a unity, there's a beautiful reality that we live in. And graduates from 2020, and 2021, that's so good for you to hear. That as you leave this place, God has opened a way to stay together. First with him. And then, not but, and then with all the people you hold dear. Whether you're staying in Helena or going to Spokane, or like everybody else going to Boise, right? Everybody goes to Boise at some point in their life. All roads lead to Boise, okay? There's a way to be together. But that way isn't just like a moral code that we live. That way is a person, Jesus, who says, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to be together. And that's what we get to live. It's also what we get to celebrate. We get to live. If we live that way, then we live differently in this world. And the gospel finishes with this great commissioning. And graduates, it's so important for you to hear this. I almost said saint. I hope one day. And if he becomes a saint, I'm in Rome for the canonization. Okay. Fulton Sheen, Venerable Fulton Sheen, he said, the first word of the gospel is come, and the last word of the gospel is go. Jesus says, come. Right? The whole move of the incarnation is this invitation to come near to the divine life who has come near to us. And then the last word is go. Go. Make disciples of all the nations. Live your faith in such a way that everyone who encounters you encounters Jesus. Everyone who encounters you encounters the divine life, and they notice something categorically different, not just kind of different, but categorically different, not just quantitatively different, but qualitatively different about who you are, because it's the divine life. That's it. That's the message. That's the gift. Jesus himself. And next Sunday, we celebrate the great solemnity of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit who rushes forth with great power and conviction to change us from being timid and self-centered and self-conscious to being bold in our joy and bold in our hope. And if you don't think the world needs that, then I don't know where you've been in the last 18 months. Maybe in your parents' basements. I don't know, okay? Oh, man. There is a crisis in the world of joy and hope. But we have it because we have Jesus, who is our joy and our hope. See, none of this is rooted in us. It's not about our capabilities. It's not about our successes or failures. It's about him, the one who won't leave us, the one who constantly beckons us, come closer to me, give your life more to me so that I can give you my life. Jesus says, John 10:10, I came that you might have life, have it to the full. That's what we get to live in Jesus Christ. And then in John 14, he says, I've told you all this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Let's live our lives in such a way that the life of God pours forth from us into the world. And the great sign of that is joy. Not a joy rooted in the world, but a joy rooted in a God who cannot disappoint us. So we follow him. Where the head goes, the body follows. Well, Jesus, our head, has ascended to heaven to bring that life to us. May we live it well and give the world what it needs, because it needs nothing less than Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.